Remember Halloween back when we were kids?
Yes, it was pillowcases of goodness.
And it was parents not caring about whether or not the candy was going to hurt you.
Hell no, it got dumped on the dining room table, and then you got it separated out. And then All of a sudden, you only had half of what you got.
Right, we were Gen X kids, so the popcorn ball was fine, the candy apple was good to go, nobody cared if there was something in it, if they put a needle in it, whatever, hopefully your kid's smart enough to figure it out. It was Gen X, nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
The only thing parents cared about was whether or not they got to get the candy that they wanted.
Of course, because you did all the work, but then they got all the reward.
Because they got first dibs. They got first dibs.
That's where all your chocolate bars went and all the good chocolate bars, like the full size stuff.
Right. All the good stuff went to mom and dad. And then they gave you the suckers and the chiclets.
Yeah. You were lucky if the night of Halloween, you actually got to eat some of your candy before you went to bed. And then by the time you woke up, they were shelling it out. It was rationed.
Candy. Like that candy didn't live in your room with you. It went in a special cupboard and you had to ask permission.
And you did all that work. It was hours and hours and hours of down the streets and enduring all the crazy stuff.
Emptying the bag and coming back and getting a fresh bag. The whole bit, right?
It was like a sport.
It was totally.
Trick-or-treating was a sport. Right.
And then after all the hard work, you expect the reward. And what do? They lock the reward up.
Yep.
And they ration it out like as though it's the war.
Yeah. And then you're like, hey, didn't I have like a large Eat More bar? No. You didn't have that. You've eaten it already. You've eaten it.
It's gone. It's gone. Yeah. It's gone. Good old Gen X.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Matt, look how red my nose is.
You've been outside today, Lisa?
Oh, my goodness, right? That's what I do now, right? I go outside.
Did you blow your nose?
No, right? I just wiped it on my sleeve like a kid.
that's a good visual. I like
you
that
can
one.
Do that if you need to, right? In an emergency, they make some of those mitts that have that little piece on it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's for people up in the north, and you can I don't know. To me, it seems like the perfect mitt if it didn't look probably as ugly as what I think that they do.
Oh my God. Where do you get that stuff from?
I see things in my travels. Samantha, okay. How's your week been?
It's been okay.
Good, good.
It's been all right, Lisa.
Yeah. Mine too. Thanks for asking.
I didn't get there today. I didn't get there quick enough before you could say it.
I don't think you were going to. I didn't feel the pause.
You know what? I don't care how your week has gone.
I don't think you do.
I don't.
I feel that from you lots of times.
Yeah, I'm feeling very
I feel it's all about Sam and never about Lisa.
Oh, God.
Right? That's what this friendship
is. That is an untruth if ever one was. It's never about Lisa. No.
It's all about Sam. Sam.
Fucking rights.
Right?
Yeah.
In her 55th year, in her 56th year, in her 57th year. It's all about Sam.
It should be.
Why can't it be about me?
It's my life. It's now or never.
Mm-mm. What about me? What about, it's my party and I'll cry if I want to.
Hey, well, that's just a sad song. So
I don't think was it meant to be a sad song?
Mine was way more exciting than yours.
Yeah, if you're a Bon Jovi fan, hi.
Everyone should be a Bon Jovi fan.
Really? He is the number one reason why men should color their hair right there.
Oh, stop it.
He's wearing a Brillo pad on his head.
No, he's not.
It does. That's what
you know who's very attractive? You know who's very attractive? David Beckham.
Oh, hi.
That guy is aging well.
Right. Making love with each other.
Right? Of course, people on TikTok, right? They're recreating it with their spouses. Yeah. And I'm like, you can't outdo
the original.
Sorry. You can't.
And he is so, he's just so, he like oozes loveliness.
Yes, he's adorable.
Oh yeah, right? Like you just want to put him in a pea coat and he's like, give, be him, make him be the next Paddington Bear or something.
Oh my God, that would be awesome. Right?
Like he's so cute. He's just so cute. Okay, well, Samantha, I got, you ready for this?
What?
This is going to blow your mind. There's a new way to tell the temperature outside.
What?
Yep. And you know what? Who, you know how you can tell what the temperature is?
No.
You can tell the temperature based on how fast I'm walking.
Oh,
geez. Right? There's a new walker in town, Samantha, and it's called Winter Walker Gibson. Ooh, and ooh, she's fast. She's fast. Surprisingly speedy, actually. Winter Walker Gibson. She was in full force on Monday, a little bit, and on Tuesday too, right? Minus 25 with the wind chill today.
Yeah.
Winter Walker Gibson, there she was. She got no time for nothing.
Oh my God. Right?
I'm like pretty much floating on the cement. That's how fast I'm going. Like almost out of breath by the time I'm done, right? Because I got no time for this weather.
I got no time.
And then it got me thinking, right? When I'm just like a fierce fall walker. Uh-huh. That's the temperature where it's maybe, you know, like around like 10 degrees, right?
Got fierce
fall walking. Summer slug, 30 degrees. It's hot. She's not fast. So I feel that I can be the new weather temperature based person, right?
Well, we are experiencing an El Nino, which means the winter weather won't be quite as cold as last year.
Right.
And apparently we're not getting as much snow. I'll wait and see.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't even make sense, right? Because when it's warmer, there's snow.
I don't know.
Would you rather have snow or warm?
I'd rather not have any snow.
I would take cold over snow.
I would take nothing. I don't want either.
I know, right? You want to just stay in your home all holed up, right?
No, I would rather it be I'd rather it be fall for all of winter. Like, no, it can be chilly, but not freezing, and there should be no snow.
Winter Walker Gibson is okay with the temperature how it is right now. But I don't know what it's going to be like when it's minus 30. Whoa, I'm going to break my hip.
You're going to break your hip. You should wear a toque. You won't. You should at least have a scarf on. You won't have that either. You'll be lucky if you wear mitts.
Mitts I usually end up doing, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do a mitt. But that's about it though, hey?
All right. Winter Walker Gibson.
Right? Winter Walker Gibson. It's going to be like the next big thing, the next toy. I'm going to be a Barbie or a toy or something.
No, you're not.
Right? Based on how many layers she has, you can tell the temperature, the layers and how fast her little stick legs are going. Ch-ch-ch. But here's the thing, right? My little sticks, ooh, cold.
Yes.
Right? Those legs are cold, hey?
You should wear long johns. You should think of that.
No, because then I'm hot. And then what am I going to do? Get to work and I got to take my pants off?
Yes.
And where am I storing my, like, and then I'm storing, long johns are like an underpant with legs. Where am I storing those? Just sitting them in my, just draping them over the extra chair in my office?
Draping them in your office.
Don't mind my long panties. Seems creepy. I don't think so.
My long panties. Right? Oh my God.
I don't think that's going to happen.
All right. Well, do you remember that delightful dish I had on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
The truffle parmesan chicken with mushrooms.
Yeah.
Risotto.
It was really good.
I've been dreaming about it. It was so good.
Have you been dreaming about it?
It was so good. And then I had my leftovers the next day.
Yeah. But it didn't come with any sides, did it? It just came as is.
Totally perfect, just the way it is.
Yeah. Right? And that is the downfall to a good meal for me, right? I need there to be some extras. Well,
you started replacing the risotto with regular rice. And I'm like, that's not the dish.
Then you said you can't even order it. Actually, you took away my right to order.
I did.
You're like, you won't be ordering it. And I'm like, I would just get it with rice. And you're like, nope. You don't even actually get to order it.
You were willing to ruin the dish.
It's chicken on rice.
It's truffle parmesan chicken on mushroom risotto.
Okay,
with lemon oil. It was delightful.
Fine. Do all of that on a bed of white rice.
No.
Right?
No. You just you know, just stick to the steak, okay? Just stick to the steak and your weird sides and your salads with the balsamic and whatever, you
just
know?
Just saying, right?
One of us
I don't like my supper to just be, and here's your supper. I like
it was
to be,
delightful. I know, I had a doggy bag. It was that big.
I know, but I still like there to be extras.
I'm just saying. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin things.
I don't ruin things.
Yes,
how,
you do.
Maybe how I like it is how people like it. It's not just, you're not the food boss.
Because if people like mushrooms and risotto, they're going to like this.
Yeah, well, when people are allergic to mushrooms, you're there should be an alternative. Oh, really? Okay, so yes,
I'm so tired of saying that.
It's a family history. Linda has it. Her daughter Maria has it.
No, you're allergic
to mushrooms.
No, you don't.
Right? Yes, we break out in bad hives and we get violently ill.
No, you don't. I've never seen you break out in a hive.
Because I don't eat them.
You eat Parmesan fries that have truffle oil on them. That's a freaking mushroom.
The truffle seems to be a little different.
No, it's
the
not.
Truffle seems different from the actual mushroom.
Oh my God.
Right? The truffle seems to be a different blend or a different brand of mushroom.
I don't know how you get through life. I swear to God.
Well, I don't know how you get through life.
I by eating things normally.
Yeah, until you have an allergy.
Well, no, until it decides it's too hot.
Yeah, right. And then you can't eat it because then you get your big baby with your like, oh, it's got a spice in it, and you make everybody change it.
Yes, I made them change the avocado dip for me.
So no different than what I'm doing, what I would like to do.
Yeah, whatever.
Right? I'm just saying, right?
Just
big baby. Get a tougher tongue, big baby.
No.
All right, that should be your new nickname, Big Baby.
Big Baby, Big Baby.
Big Baby, Big Baby. So, how excited are we for tomorrow?
Oh, so excited.
Are we so excited, really?
I don't know what to expect.
Let me tell you about a conversation I had with a couple of friends from my work today.
Uh-oh.
They said, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. I said, well, Samantha really wants to go. She's a fan. She's a Swiftie.
I just thought I would like to see the concert.
I said, this is how things don't work out for me at all. I said, number one, we're going to a different place where I got to pay. She can't use her scene points. I said, number two, I said, I wanted to go to the later show, but she needs 24 hours of beauty rest on a work night. So we have to go to the show with the kids.
Yep.
It's two strikes against me. Number three, we're not going to a show early enough to have a good supper. We're going to try and cram down some appies. Three strikes. I said, however, a glass of wine in a reclining chair, I should be able to have a decent nap during the whole event.
So you have no, you aren't going to like have fun.
Shake it off.
You're not going to have fun then.
Well, I come with fun, right? My attitude starts off with fun. It's up
not
to
if you're in your chair with your glass of wine sleeping.
Mm. Well, I'm going to try not to, but that's usually, maybe that's my type of fun.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm sure we'll have fun. And the HHG is coming.
Yes, that should be fun.
Yes, I think it'll be a good time. I think we'll have fun.
You're being a little bit poopy and we haven't even got there yet.
Well, I'm trying not to be poopy. It's just like, you know, my rule with going to the movies.
You'll survive.
I like to not pay for them.
Yeah, you'll survive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Friends of the podcast, stay tuned. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I know every Taylor Swift song and I don't know it.
You may.
Right?
You may.
I know that. And marry me, Romeo, and my name is Juliet.
Yep, stop.
Gave you a goat and that's all I really know. Talk to my dad and he said, yeah,
stop
sure.
Singing.
Story, baby, just say yeah. I know that song.
Nope, you don't actually. You didn't sing any of the right words. That's
and I know the actions from TikTok.
Yay, that'll be fun.
Right? So hold out for that. Hold out for that.
Okay.
Yeah, should be fun. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, speaking of singing, I actually listened to some of the Cher Christmas album.
Oh, okay. We got it. No, I didn't want to go there.
It's good.
It's horrible.
I like it.
It's horrible.
And I know I'm probably going to be one of only a few people who actually enjoy Cher at a Christmas album, but it's actually pretty good. Okay, it's actually pretty good.
Here's the thing, friends of the podcast, right? We talked about it. We were excited because we love Cher. Then I saw a YouTube clip of Cher singing, and I turned it on all excited. And I was like, and it was like, what the hell song was it? That Michael Bublé song that she's singing. How does it go? In your best Cher voice, please.
I want to go home. No, I'm not singing it as Cher.
Another lonely day has come and gone away.
Okay, but right there you just sounded like Elvis, so that's weird. Okay.
Well, to me, Elvis, Cher, very similar. I heard like 2 seconds of it and I was like, oh my God, I can't.
Okay, maybe not that song, but the other Christmas songs I listened to and they were actually really good.
They're made up and I don't like made up Christmas songs.
No, some of them are the classics.
Does she sing Santa Baby?
Yes, she does.
Okay, well, so that's my big pet peeve.
Yes!
Right? No.
It's okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to go. I don't know. I don't care if people don't agree with me. I am going to enjoy Cher this winter.
This holiday season.
Yes. This
You're is going to put good. A little Cher in your heart.
A little Cher.
Okay.
But bigger news. I don't know if, because the Kelce brothers are big news, right? Yeah. So I was watching my TikTok or an Instagram, a Philly special Christmas special. Is Jason Kelce singing Christmas too?
Because they put out a Christmas album last year, right?
And now they're doing it again. And it's with a few of his teammates and they duet with Patti LaBelle and they're all very excited. It is super adorable.
I'm sure it is. Super
adorable.
I'm sure it is.
And I think Travis Kelce also sings on it as well.
Does he?
He may.
And maybe next year his girlfriend will too.
Oh, what, right? Taylor Swift. Right.
We'll
Stop
see.
It.
Time will tell. Time so will tell. So Interesting. Good. Samantha, shaking my head at something. And I know part of it is ignorance because I don't know it. I'm not sure I want to know it, okay? I'm shaking my head at loose tea. It looks just like discarded pencil shavings. What's the problem with tea in a tea bag? It's not attractive.
It's not attractive.
It's not attractive. It looks like I literally just sharpened my pencil into a bag and all the colored pencils, right? And there's the colored of the loose tea.
Yeah. I think that, Lisa, you're not a tea aficionado.
I like tea.
So you should stop talking.
I like orange pekoe.
That's about it.
So I always say I like a regular tea and people are like, oh, Earl Grey. No. Orange pekoe. Like red rose or orange pekoe, whatever the other one is, or Tetley. Those are my teas of choice.
Those are kinds of tea. Those are companies that deal in tea.
My tea of choice is red rose or Tetley.
Yeah. So yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have Tetley? I'd like a Tetley. I'd like a Tetley, please.
A Tetley. Yeah.
So do you have fine loose tea Tetley. I'll have loose tea Tetley if I have to have loose tea.
Just Tetley.
Right.
Oh my God.
I'm shaking my head at loose tea. Why do we need loose tea?
Because it tastes good. Loose tea is actually quite good. And yes, you do get little bits and stuff in it, but so what?
So just what I want, a tea I can chew. Awesome. Shaking my head at loose tea.
Yeah, chewy tea. That's good.
Shake it. You got to have a special apparatus and it's got there's tools involved.
Okay. All right.
Shaking my head at loose tea.
Okay. Well, I'm shaking my head at static.
What do you mean static?
Static electricity. I'm shaking my head at it. You want to know why? Because I almost electrocuted myself putting my coat away after work today. It was like right across all of the metal hangers in my closet. I'm like, what the hell?
Because you were in a sweater?
I was in a sweater. My coat is static. And I was just like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Are you kidding me? I lit up my closet.
Did you not have the static guard?
I do, but I'm just like, I didn't realize how staticky my coat was. And I'm like, this is redonkulous.
Do you want to know the secret? Spray the inside of your coat.
I'm going to. I just forgot. Well, but I didn't think it was
to be
going
electrocuted.
I didn't think it was going to try and kill me.
That's what static does. It's electricity. It's like lightning. Static is the cousin of lightning. It is only, it's static's only job is to hurt you.
it is its only job.
Lightning's only job is to kill you. Static, the cousin, its only job is to hurt you and remind you, be thankful my cousin's not here.
Right. Okay.
Because I would, you would be dead.
I'd be dead. There we go.
I get that. Hey, I'd be shaking my head at that too. I hate static. And it's because of our sweaters. And then our sweaters, then they stick and they cling all day long.
Yes. And then they touch things. And then your hair gets all fucking right, dilly.
Right.
Like, I don't need that.
I am like, sweater weather some days, fine. Sweater weather on a static day? No.
No.
Right? Because there's my, there, and that, and again, there's a reason why we call them not, why women call our shirts we put underneath our shirts tank tops, because there's my muffin top hanging out of my tank top. Right? And then I put my sweater on and it just nicely on a staticky day cups it.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh God, back fat, under your bra fat, at your waist fat.
There's so much. Yeah.
So much just nasty.
So much happening.
Right? But we're perfect just as we are.
Aren't we? I mean, we kind of are. But you know what would be great? If I would stop intermittent sleeping. That's another I shake my head.
What is that?
Intermittent sleeping.
That seems like my life.
When you go to bed and you think you're going to stay asleep and then you intermittently wake up.
Like, is it me?
No, it's just waking up. Huh. And I'm like, no, I'm not intermittent sleeping.
Don't do it. You know what? Again, I've told you this for years. You know what you need to do? Download some Karen Carpenter.
No, I don't want to listen to Karen Carpenter. Right? She is not my joy.
Why do birds suddenly appear? It'll make you sleep.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. You haven't tried it.
Listening to the Golden Girls talk makes me sleepy.
Really? Because that would make my mind active because I'd be laughing. I think if you just listen to a little rainy day and Mondays always, I swear, just trust me. It's if I can leave no good advice for you except this piece, just listen to me when I say Karen Carpenter will help you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. So, do we have a pillow update by chance?
I've switched back.
Oh, the $5 pillow didn't last very long.
I haven't committed. I'm not, it's not a commitment. It's not, I'm not committed. I'm just switching back and forth a little bit.
Why?
I'm not sure. I don't have an answer for you. So no, maybe next week I'll have a better answer.
Fine.
Okay. But you know what we have? This is so exciting. Oh my God. So at my work, as much as I love going all the time, there's like something so much even more fun that makes me want to go to work. We have an office pigeon.
Oh my God.
We have a pigeon. I love pigeons. Just this pigeon. Love this pigeon. So my boss, her office on her ledge, there's a pigeon in a nest. She built a home there. And she's got two babies. She's growing two eggs.
Aww.
And it's so cute. And she just like, there she is, like just being a pigeon, minding her own business. At first, she was all like kind of like a little bit skittish, eh? Like afraid, like she'd fly off when she'd see a face.
Oh, okay.
Then, but listen to this, I did some research. Pigeons recognize your face. So if you're nice to the pigeon, they recognize you. So now the pigeon doesn't leave when people come to see it.
Oh, okay. And
it's so exciting. We're learning so much about pigeons. Like I sent her a message, my boss a message on the weekend saying, just thinking about the bird. I'm always preoccupied wondering how the bird's going to do. We have an office pool.
God.
As to when the babies are going to be born.
Yes. Yes.
November 4th. That's Team Gibson.
Okay. All right.
Somebody picked, they're not going to survive. Well, because it's, we're winter.
Oh, that would be horrible.
But that's, and then it's so cool because the dad comes and he gives the mom a little break because he knows she's kind of bored, right? Just sitting in the nest all day. Comes, gives her a little break. She flies off. I don't know. Probably goes, has lunch with her friends or something. It's like really cool.
Okay.
I love this pigeon.
Just this one. How does your husband react to that?
His words of advice for my boss were scramble those eggs.
Of course. Of course. Yes.
So he is still team move the nest.
Uh-huh.
Yep. You people at work were team move the nest in the beginning, but then you can't evict her. She's with baby. She's with baby.
Yes.
Two babies. Two perfectly little eggs sits on.
You're so excited about so little excited. Babies. It makes me wonder if you've missed your opportunity to be a mother.
I don't know, maybe, but like birds, if I could kick them out of the nest at a really young age, that might have been okay. Right? Fly off and not have to see them again, maybe. Yeah, so excited. So stay tuned. And you just stare at the bird. You just stare at them because you're just like, what are you thinking right there now, my little friend?
Oh.
And that's okay. What I think, right? I think like me and the bird, we're kind of like one.
Uh-huh.
Right? I feel that we get each other, hey?
Are you going to be a godparent then?
Oh, I hope so. We haven't named them or anything.
You should start thinking about who's going to be the godparents.
Right? Because I think my boss would, I don't know, she must be like, is that she the grandma? What is she?
She could be the grandma.
She could be the grandma. She's not really old enough to be a grandma, but in pigeon years, maybe. Right? Maybe.
Maybe.
So I don't know. I'd like to be something. I'd like to be a god bird, a god pigeon bird. God pigeon parent, god pigeon parent.
A god pigeon parent.
God pigeon parent, right? Yeah. Super, super excited. There's not, there. It's just always in my mind, just wondering how they're doing now that it's getting cold. But
yes, it's right? getting cold.
They got this.
Okay. All right.
So stay tuned. Hey, November the 4th. That's the magic day for us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Mike and I, we went to the mall the other day on Saturday, sitting in the food court, having some New York fries. Cause why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Huh?
You know what I noticed? You know how like I'm a gal who likes to wear jeans and you're a gal who likes to wear jeans.
Yep.
Cause we're out in public. I feel I was the only gal wearing jeans. Oh. I feel that all the gals at the mall were wearing leggings.
Uh-oh.
Lots of leggings. I'm like, oh my, not even leggings, leggings, because it's Saturday, right? So the leggings.
Yeah.
Leggings on the weekend.
We're the leggings.
With a hoodie at the waist, right?
I mean, that only flies with people who of a certain
going to the gym, on way to the gym, on the way to the gym.
Yeah. Like I just,
not in the food court.
Maybe it was just lazy Saturday and that means the leggings come out.
And you know what I noticed? People aren't matching their leggings to anything. Leggings have no boundaries. If I want to wear a burgundy legging and a purple sweater, that's fine.
Oh, there's no color coding.
It did not appear that there was color coding. Oh. It appeared to be no color coding.
That hurts my feelings.
Yeah, I know, right? It hurt my eyes, hurt my heart. Oh, it was not good.
Oh, that's not good.
It was not good. You know what else isn't good, Samantha? God.
Don't say that.
I'm saying it because God's messaging me again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right? I thought I unsubscribed to God last time. Somehow God's weaved his way back into my emails. His latest email, this is what he wanted me to know yesterday. He wanted me to know. It said, so let's pretend it's today. Uh-huh. Today, Lisa, God wants you to know that hope never leaves.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah, okay. But dear God, I'm not worried about hope. I'm not wondering about where'd my hope go. I feel God is assuming that I'm down and out when I'm not.
Well, there's a lot of not great stuff happening right now.
No, but not like I'm reacting just like Lisa, right? Put on a happy face and off I go. Right? I got pigeons to worry about. Yes. Right? Just got to get the pigeons, get the pigeons out of the eggs and then we're done.
Did you email God back and say, thanks for the advice, but I don't need you right now?
It says, don't reply back. Right?
That's so typical.
Right? Like, remember the other night, Adele sent me a message?
Yes. And she said, please don't reply.
No, she did not. She said, dear Lisa, we're extending more shows. I'm like, thanks, Adele. I'm not going to be in Los Angeles anytime soon.
Yes. So it's unfortunate.
Right? Right? My pigeons are having babies.
You're very, very busy.
Right? So yeah. So dear God, right? Like, stop. Why does God, like, I get that he probably sees something that I don't know. So maybe I got some bad shit coming my way. I don't know.
I think God just wants you to never think that hope is gone.
I never thought that. So why does he have to remind me?
I don't know.
Makes two of us. I again, I'm going to unsubscribe to God.
Okay, let me know how that goes.
Keep in your lane, God. If I need you, like I was taught when I was a kid, I will call for you.
Keep in your lane. I think everything is God's lane. Hey,
no, but like we were taught, I will pray and ask you to show me a sign or to come and visit me, God.
Okay.
And it will be at nighttime, not at my email. Uh-huh. Right? Because that's when you were taught to pray, right? At nighttime?
Yes.
Right now I lay me down to sleep. That was to God.
Yes, that was to God.
That was to God, right? I have not done that. I'm not praying to God lately.
No.
So.
Okay.
And if he's spending this much time on me, what is it that God's not spending time on? He's got bigger fish to fry.
He's very good at multitasking.
I guess because he invented it, right?
Right.
I guess he's the example for it, right?
Yes, he is.
Fair enough.
He can do a lot.
All right. Okay.
Okay. But I do need to know, Lisa, what do you think is cringeworthy to you?
Oh my God. What isn't cringeworthy lately? Okay. So my biggest cringeworthy thing, well, I've got a few. My first biggest one, I think, is adults talking baby talk to their pets.
I agree.
Who's a pretty dog? Right?
You're a pretty dog. Who's a pretty dog?
Right. Oh, come here. Give me kisses. Okay. Right. Not a fan. I'm not a fan of baby talk unless it's to the baby.
Oh, that's true. Well, then the same could be said for baby talk amongst adults. Hey, not, baby. How's it going? Ooh, you're my baby. Ooh, you're right, baby.
Right. Yeah. Not
coochie coo and all that kind of crap.
I'm not a coochie coo type of gal. Right? I did not come with coochie coo. What about you?
Cringeworthy to me is watching the reality TV show Big Bachelor.
The Golden Bachelor?
It's all of them. I just
they're cringy.
I know at the beginning I started to watch them, and then as they progressed and they progressively got worse and people did weird stuff, I cringe when people do things that I think you aren't listening to yourself right now.
Right. You should be telling you, don't do that.
I cringe at what they're doing, and I'm like, oh, I can't. So that's why I don't watch that stuff, because I just think even the Golden Bachelor, I think I would be like, oh,
right? Man, I can't watch those shows. That's cringy.
Do I need to see people?
Right. You know what else is cringy? You know what else is cringy to me? Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
But people don't say that.
Yeah, they do. I should have gone.
I could have gone.
I could have gone.
I would have gone.
I would have gone. That's cringeworthy.
Bad use of words and language and
right.
All of that.
Should have, would have. It's like supposedly with a B, supposedly. I think Joey from Friends had an issue with that, right?
Supposedly. Right?
Or Joey said it and one of the friends had an issue. That's supposedly. Supposedly. Right?
Supposedly.
Yeah, you know, those are just a few. Those are just, I don't know. I think that there's probably tons of cringeworthy things.
You know what it is? I also cringe when people say the word important.
Why?
I don't know, because I feel like some people say it really weird.
Important. Did I make you cringe?
No. It's some people don't know how to pronounce all the letters in the word.
Okay. It's like I am cringed out at mature as opposed to mature.
It's mature.
Right?
It's so mature of you.
Yeah, oh, how mature. Ugh. God, really? Right? Okay, smarty pants. Right?
I don't know. That. Like sometimes when people say certain words, I'm just like, ugh, I don't know.
Right? It's like having a cavity and biting something sweet at the time. Okay. Right. Just jolt that hits you and something's cringy. It gets you. It's like a lightning bolt.
Yeah. It's like, oh, why? Because usually that happens and I'm turning the channel.
Right. Or I'm tuning out of the conversation. Or I'm kind of walking away going, oh, or you make a face, right? You do that face.
You're right. I just like But what else makes you cringe then? So it's words, it's little pets being talked to like a baby. Like, yeah, what else, like, is cringy?
People who call their boyfriends babe, cringe.
It's just babe.
Hey, babe. It's hey, babe, actually.
Just babe.
Hey, babe. And look at I am.
It's not even to you.
No, I'm just saying, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, right? Things like that.
It's because the nickname your husband has for you is Bison Head. That's why you're jealous.
Sometimes peaches.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Because of your peach fuzz.
Right? I take a hit for all the fuzzy women out there.
Oh, my God.
Right? All the fuzzy women look like this. Right? It doesn't look bad till the sun hits it. And then you're like, oh, shit. Got
to
do something.
A bit of a flow a bit to of it.
Right, gotta fix that up, right? Gotta do a little work.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm fuzzy. I don't know why.
I don't know why you're fuzzy either.
But there's difference from being fuzzy and hairy. Not hairy.
Well, oh God, don't fuzzy. Start talking about chin hairs and things, because all of a sudden you're going like this and it's like, oh man, and it's like long.
Means it's been living there for a long time.
And nobody's noticed or nobody's bothered to. That makes it cringe. That's cringeworthy too, right? You all of a sudden you're cringing at yourself because you're like, you stare in the mirror and I'm like, how long was that there? Right. I've been around people for 2 days. Nobody told me. Why is that hair still?
Right.
Like, tell a woman.
Right. You know what else I think is cringeworthy now that we're talking about that? Like teenage kids, and I know that they can't help it, but somebody just please say, pop the whitehead. Right? Pop the white. When it turns white, it's nobody's delight. Get it out. Right? It's only when it's white, it's full of fright. Get it out.
Did your mother tell you that?
No, I just made that up right now. Really smart that way. Oh my God,
that's good. That's right? Pretty good. Thank you. That's
right. But it's true, right? Like kids always got the whiteheads. It's like,
I don't understand why kids let their things fester.
Get bigger.
Are we the generation that popped our pimples no matter what?
Totally. We popped our pimples.
Yeah. I think popped we were those
squeezed
people.
Squeezed in the mirror, like looked close. And
then applied all the things to it in the hope that it would go away. Right?
You put that shiny stuff on at nights. And you peeled it off in the morning. Hoping all your pimples and your blackheads came with it. Right?
Yeah. Oh, God.
It was bad.
I cringe at that too. That's kind of gross. Yeah. You know what else makes me cringe? Yeah. People who don't color coordinate their clothing. I cringe at that. I look at them and I'm like, oh, I can't.
Like, I can't. Like, what were you thinking?
Did you not look in the mirror today?
No, right? You just literally picked up your clothes and put them on.
And I have to turn my head and I have to walk away.
Right? Because I'm like, hurtful. It's hurting my eyes.
So cringy.
Right? I bet you people are cringing at us right now being so judgmental.
But I put my judgment pants squarely on this evening. So
I own them. I never take them
buttercup.
Off. I never take them off, right? We're going for a ride, judgment pants. That's what we do.
I don't care. I don't care. You know what I do care about though? What? Gen X Halloween costumes. Do you remember those?
Oh.
Do you remember every kid wore like the onesie and it was a clown outfit and you wore this like plastic mask
with a little elastic band.
Yeah. You took back to school. That was your exciting costume.
Yeah, I remember. My mom, I feel that Halloween didn't come always with a lot of joy when it came to us kids picking out our costumes, because I feel that my mom had, like, we had a clown outfit, we had a vampire, there was a cat, and there was a gypsy, and we all wore all of them at one point. I feel we didn't have a whole lot of say in what we were being for Halloween, Gen X kids, right? Did you?
You know what? Honestly, I don't remember what we wore as kids.
No.
No, I just remember we got to go Halloween trick-or-treating. We got tons of candy. But I think probably most likely I had a fascination with witches way back when.
Oh, okay.
And as soon as I could, you know, get my hands on a hat, I started, you know, wearing the witch's hat and did all that kind of stuff.
And every kid wore wore colored, what were they, pantyhose? Like we wore colored hose and like a body. What was it? What was, what if you were a gymnast, what did you wear?
A bodysuit?
A bodysuit, right? Everything was part, your costume always had a bodysuit made attached to it somehow, right?
I might have been Raggedy Ann one year too.
Were you?
I can't remember.
I was a vampire and that was a good one. I liked that one. My sister Christy was a cat and she was young and looked like she was like a stripper cat or something.
Oh God.
My kid sister looked like she was like little, a mixture between like Little Orphan Annie goes to the cow, does the cowboy outfit.
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't remember my parents spending money on Halloween costumes.
No, it's like my, like, so when I talk about this gypsy outfit, my mom, like she went and got all of her 70 scarves and that became the skirt, all of her scarves. Like everything was made out of her, like call her Mr. Dress Up or something, right? All her shit, whatever she, oh, and here you need some jewels. You got to have some jewelry on because now you're like a fortune teller. Right? And then she would do the makeup and oh, it was weird. Yeah,
I don't remember my parents ever paying money for a Halloween costume.
No.
But I don't think it really mattered because we were probably wearing our coats. So
yeah, right. So it didn't, who cared, right? Who cared? Exactly.
Oh yeah, those were the days, hey?
Yeah, right. Nobody cared.
Ugly Gen X Halloween costumes. Now they're very elaborate.
Oh, now and a fortune, right? Now it costs money, right? Now it costs money.
Yeah. Oh, it does, but whatever.
Yeah. You know.
Okay. So what happens when people don't seasonally transition properly? Like you get bare feet and winter coats or hoodies and like a muckluck.
Yeah, you get mass confusion. I see it on the bus right now. It's mass confusion. They don't know what they want, right? We should be in coats and we should be in like a proper shoe. No.
Well, you would hope, right?
I'm seeing, they're not. So I get they still want to hang on to their hoodie. I get that, right? But then they got a muckluck up to their knee. I'm like, what is that?
And that was before the snow, I think.
It was before the snow, right?
And I'm like, my feet need to be warm, but I'm totally cool with just a hoodie.
Yeah, and like some of the hats that I'm seeing, I'm just like, wow, I don't know if we've quite embarked on toque weather yet.
But those toques are all over the place.
They're all out, right? They're all out. Somebody asked me why don't I wear a toque? I'm like, because it wrecks your hair.
Because it does wreck your hair. I've never, ever had luck wearing a toque and then taking it off and I'm like, oh, my hair is fine. Nope. Well, I look like a rat.
I thought you were going to say you've never had luck finding a toque. And I was going to be like, it's because your head's too big.
No, I have always been able to find a toque. Thank you. It's other hats that I have a problem with. Thanks for bringing my shame to me. That's very exciting. Thank you.
Sorry.
I appreciate that. But you're my head. I don't know how people have good hair after wearing a toque.
HHG does. Remember that
one? I don't get it.
Years ago, remember she met us at Hudson's and had her toque on all night.
I know. And I'm like, how?
And she's got that look, right? Like that she can pull off that look.
How are you not hot?
I look like, it's like, I look like, so, like.
Well, you look like a boy because you lose all your hair.
I lose all my hair. And then it's like, put me in a swim cap. Right? It's a horrible bit. And then just the face is coming at you. Right?
Face and glasses.
Face and glasses. Fogged up glasses. Here they come, right?
Oh, that's horrible. That's not, a bad it's thought.
It's not a good visual. You know, that's it's a bad
not
thought.
A good,
Speaking of a bad thought, Samantha, I had a bad thought the other day. I was thinking about, it made me laugh, but it was just kind of a bad time. Remember when I had my heart attack?
Yes.
I remember I was going in for surgery and they take that bit out of your leg.
Yeah.
Right? They take that vein out of your leg, right? So so you know that they're going to be doing damage to your leg. And I was actually laughing out loud to myself at remembering this story because I feel that I'm like a fairly modern gal. I feel that I do all the things that modern gals should do with all their nether regions, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I remember the nurse saying that she had to get me ready for surgery because they were going to need access to my leg. And I'm like, yeah, no worries, right? I said, I think I'm pretty all ready. Even though I didn't know I was going to have a heart attack, I think I come ready for surgery because I kind of knew what she was talking about. And they took me into the room and she's like, nope, looks like we need to do some care down there. I'm like, what are you caring for? Because the only thing you can be caring for is not healthy. Not healthy. And I don't want to wake up itchy.
Like, were you like,
I think they're just,
was it down to your knee? Like, was something happening that you weren't aware of?
No, I'm like, perfectly womanscaped, like the next gal. I don't know where down there she was looking. God. And I'm like, are you serious? And she's like, there's always a little more we can do. I'm like, okay, and then in my mind, I'm thinking, but where are you going with this surgery? It's the side of my leg. Where are we going here? What are we doing with me? What are we doing with me down there that you now think needs more care?
Hair down there.
Not hair down there. Care. She's just going to give it some more care. I'm like, I feel it's been cared for. I think it's regularly cared for, and it's good to go. For the big day.
Yeah, you should stop.
Right? I don't know if I'm comfortable with where this is going, right? Is there a waiver I should sign here?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that funny? It just kind of made me remember that. Oh,
the things you remember when you have to go through stuff, right?
Right? And you're just like,
yeah.
Bad enough, right? Bad enough. Okay. So remember how we had our conversation about head, shoulders, knees, and toes?
Yeah.
So I made up a new song, right? Because I was trying to explain to Mike how Mike once thinks, you know, I should have like boots and coat and mitts, all the things, because I have my little walk now in the winter. Ready for this?
Yes.
Here's my thing. Mm-hmm. Coat and mitts, no boots or hat, no boots or hat. Coats and mitts, no boots or hat. I can't stand all that. Right? That's how I feel.
You should be wearing boots.
I'm not wearing boots. I won't be wearing boots. Not going to be wearing boots, but you remember my old black boots that I liked,
yes. My tie-up? Oh my God.
Can we go find them again?
No, they Why? Don't exist. Hey, because
I saw
old.
A lady today and it looked like she had them on. And I'm like, oh,
did you happen to ask her where she got them?
No, I didn't.
That's your own fault then.
I want those boots back.
Your boots don't exist anymore.
Is it because they're not in style?
The boots you have are fine.
Well, I know, but they're kind of like, I don't know, combat-ish, right? Like I'm like going
so
to war.
So were the other ones.
The others were a little bit daintier, I feel.
They were daintier. Oh, because you have dainty feet.
I feel that they went a little bit, they were a little daintier.
Oh my God.
That's all I'm saying. I just
I think you need to stop with that.
Okay.
Stop with the fascination. Okay. It's over. It's over, Lisa.
You know me, I don't do well letting go. Let it go.
Uh-huh. Coat and mitts, no boots or hat. No boots or hat. No coat and mitts, no boots and hat. I can't stand all that.
Right? I feel how I'm feeling can be best explained in a song. Right? Mike's like, you're not even going to wear a toque? Nope.
Nope. And
what about boots? Nope. I will not. I will not.
At least wear mitts, hey?
I'll wear the mitts and I'll wear my coat.
I will wear a coat and mitts, coat and mitts. I will wear coat and mitts.
No boots or hat.
No fucking boots.
I can't stand all that. Right?
My version was better.
It probably was. Right? Remember the 1 year? Remember I carried a toque with me in my little bay bag. I carried it every day to work.
He just doesn't know you very well.
I'm not dragging it along. I'm not taking it on the trip. It's not coming to work with me every day.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Here's one thaw.
I know. Okay. So the other day I was looking at some Hamburger Helper.
Oh, I love him. We had it the other day, actually.
I know. So I don't love like the beef one, but I like the tuna helper.
Why don't you like the beef one?
I don't know. It just seems like more work. And I don't mind, and we grew up with Hamburger Helper.
Yeah.
We grew up with that shit, right?
Mom's tired of cooking Hamburger Helper.
And totally. I think it gets a bad rap because everyone's like, "Oh, Hamburger Helper," and it's like it is everything in one pot,
and you're not adding any bad stuff to it.
It's just like noodles, meat, and a sauce,
and some milk, a little bit of powder.
Little bit of powder.
Right.
It's not going to hurt you.
We still eat it today because why? You know what? Because the hamburger needs a little help sometimes. Right? Somebody recognized that.
Sometimes you just want it all to be gushy.
Yeah, like the hamburger helper stroganoff. Oh, so good. You put a little bit of sour cream in it. It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. You do a little sour cream, do you? You know, get all fancy like that. Fancy.
I elevate my dishes a little bit, Samantha. Right? That's what I do. I, going on the record, love a hamburger helper.
I love a good tuna helper. Count me in.
I like any helper, any help I can get, I'll eat it. When we were kids, we used to always have, there was a shortcut spaghetti one, and it was the best, but then they discontinued it for some reason.
Probably because it wasn't popular.
I don't know. It was with me and my dad.
Or it was probably radioactive and they pulled it from the show.
I don't know. If it was popular with me and my dad, I don't know why it got pulled. Just like I was thinking the other day about canned beans.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I feel I need more canned beans in my life.
I have just recently picked up baked beans and I had them the other day.
That's what I want. Like, do you get into tomato sauce with the molasses? Which one?
Yes, I do the molasses, but I like the tomato sauce one too. Depends what I'm eating with it.
Do you elevate it by adding a wiener?
I elevate it by adding a sausage.
Same type of thing. Okay, right? So my dad, when we were kids, he used to make, and I know we've talked about this before, weenie beanie. Yeah. Ward McIntyre made weenie beanie. And I'm pretty sure it was just cans of beans, like beans, cut up wiener.
Uh-huh.
And I think his secret was he added a little bit of mustard to it.
Oh, okay.
And so it gave you a bit of a zing.
Yep. Okay.
Right? And we loved weenie beanie.
There's nothing wrong with weenie beanie.
When I was in Ottawa last winter, my brother-in-law, he doesn't do the weenie. He just does the beanie. Oh, I was like shoveling it in. Like, you never get full on beans. Beans don't make you full.
They do make you toot, though.
They make you toot because you're tooty, right? But when we were kids, I think it's my comfort food for the winter. When we were kids, my mom used to make it for lunch, and she would toast up two pieces of bread, and then she put the beans on the toast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, beans on toast.
Right. Right up there with Alfagetti on toast.
Right.
Right. Like, life was good. Those were good, good meals.
Good solid memories.
Bring back, like, I think we need to.
Fried bologna and baked beans. Yum.
All of it, right?
All the stuffs.
Right? All the good stuff. Let's just do it, man. Let's just do it. Right?
Baked beans, good. Fried bologna, maybe not, but whatever. Maybe,
I don't know about the fried bologna, but then really a processed wiener, not much different.
Probably not.
Right? My same parts, just not flat. Rolled like a tube.
Yep, rolled like a tube.
Only difference.
All right, so Facebook Tuesday was all about Halloween, Lisa.
I feel that people didn't like candy.
They did not enjoy candy as much as one would have thought. But they did also have very strong feelings about rockets.
Yes.
They were poo-pooing them.
They were poo-pooing.
Jawbreakers and suckers. As well. Right. I think anything that pretty much breaks your teeth now as an adult, right, they were kicking to.
They are not excited about. It was funny because I purposely kept off the Kiss candy and the candy corn because those to me are always too easy to kick to the curb.
Well, nobody likes candy corn.
Right? So this year I thought, let's just see. But yeah, it was, and suckers. Who doesn't, really? That was like one of my favorite treats was suckers.
Yeah. Suckers.
I don't get that. That hurt my heart a little bit.
Well,
everybody
but it
wants
was
the mini chocolate bars. That's a keeper for me.
I mean, mini is better than big, I think, depending
but
on what it is.
It's different now. Now that you can get mini chocolate bars all year, it's not special.
It isn't special.
They've made it not special, right?
Getting big chocolate bars is special.
Yeah, you know what special is because you encountered special one night. Singing. Remember your golden voice? Remember you hit a note that was special? Right? Friends of the podcast, I'm going to tell you this.
Don't. It's really.
Samantha, you should be proud of that note.
That one freaking note.
HHG thought so too. I don't even remember what the song was, but we were like singing and didn't even think we were harmonizing and out came the harmony. And HHG and I stopped dead in our tracks and looked at Sam and were like, that was special. Right? That was special.
I surprised myself, if I'm being totally honest.
Totally. It's like, where the hell did that come from?
I don't know. It was that one moment of my life where I was going to hit the right note at the right time.
Rocky, you could have been a contender.
I could have been a contender. Could have been a
contender on American Idol with that special note.
You know, I'm surprised that I didn't take singing like lessons because I have a very loud voice.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Oh, well.
I couldn't resist.
Maybe I can sing as a senior.
Maybe, right?
Maybe. The singing senior. That's my whole gig now.
Samantha, the singing senior. Right.
Oh, God, no. Please, no. All right. So everybody, if you know, want to connect with us, you know, we have all the social stuff. So I'm just going to quickly go through it again. We do have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have TikTok and we are on YouTube. All you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and we are there for you. YouTube will always carry now our latest episode. You can see us, our pretty faces live, and watch all the weird expressions and Lisa shaking her finger at me and me giving her the finger and, you know, stuff, fun stuff like that. So you can't see that on an audio podcast, but
nope,
you can see really it on
cannot.
YouTube.
Yes, you
so
can.
Subscribe to YouTube. And then if you like it, suggest it to other people because, you know, we're gaining some subscribers on there and that's pretty cool for us. So it's an area we're trying to grow. Do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was in the news. Did you hear about it?
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes.
So a Paris Wax Museum, friends of the podcast, made him a wax person. Uh-huh. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson was not too impressed with it because, as he says, he's not a white man.
No, he's not.
And the skin tone was totally out for a white man.
It was not him.
It was not him. He's like, he's half black. He's half Hawaiian.
Yeah.
He's no white.
Right? He's not white.
So I thought that was kind of funny, right? I guess apparently they got a little work to do.
Yes, they do have a little bit of work to do.
Melt it down.
Oh, God. Did they have to redo it?
Yeah. I think, they got to do something to make him look better.
Or can they just spray tan him?
I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know
Maybe
enough.
Maybe it's spray tan wax.
I always think it's weird with with celebrity wax museum things because some are so dead on and some are so like, wow, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's like, how can they do some so good and then some so bad?
I don't know. It's weird. I went to the wax museum in Washington, actually.
Yeah. Remember we went to Niagara Falls?
Yeah. That was weird.
Remember Jimmy Fallon didn't look that good.
No, he didn't look no.
But Barack Obama looked good. Right? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Oh my God. You know what I've always wondered about wax figures? Do they make them anatomically correct?
I would hope so.
With the boobs and the stuff and the...
Well, I think for sure for women they do. So I would hope for a man they're giving him his junk. Right.
I was just curious if they do it all and then are you making it up in your mind as to what the junk
It's like the artist's rendition of the junk. Because I'd be curious, dear artist, what does Dwayne Johnson's junk look like? Right? Like, is that weird to like
has
carve?
Anybody ever wondered like
right? We're wondering about that. Matter of fact, I'm kind of shaking my head at that. Right?
Next time I'm near him, I'm going to zip down those trousers and take a look.
Take a look. I need to see your junk, your fake wax junk, please. Right? Got to be able to tell what his basket size looks like.
That would be so funny. Oh, my God. You would be arrested, I'm sure, if you touched figure.
You might as well just throw soup at the painting.
Oh, right?
Same type of thing.
Oh, God, yes. Same type of thing. Okay, I got a new fun thing for you now.
Okay.
I came across it. Crocs, the shoe, is now doing winter boots.
Don't.
They are doing winter boots.
Don't. Because they will pimp out anything that goes on your feet.
Yes. And you know what? They don't look that bad. Oh, I might up. Even. I might
you're,
even contemplate.
You're going to buy a plastic winter boot.
You know what? I bet you'd keep your foot warm.
How can it keep your foot warm? It's a piece of plastic.
They have fur inside them.
That's a slipper.
No, it's not. It's like a boot, and it has fur in it.
What does the boot look like? Does it do up?
No, it looks like the croc, like the, nice, the formations of a regular shoe. Nice. And then it just goes up a little higher.
Oh, it's got that big fat toe.
Yeah.
That's pretty for a boot. Sounds like a pretty fashionable boot.
I think people are going to love it. Oh my God, they're going
to
love it.
And again, you need the boot to go from your car, from your underground parking lot to your car, to your office.
Yes.
You're walking far again this winter. And if you invest in bad enough, a winter boot, let alone a croc winter boot.
You never know, Lisa.
You get you a croc winter boot. I'm never going to stop bugging you ever.
Ever. Well, let's wait and see, right?
I want to see what they look like. Can I just Google croc winter boot?
Yeah, it's out there. It's out there for the world. I think everyone should take a look at it.
What color?
I don't know. Well, the one I saw was like an off-white.
Oh.
I'm not saying that's the color, but I'm just saying they've made boots.
It's like, how can a winter boot, it's like they've made a Sorel somehow not the worst boot in the world anymore.
Right.
Now it's a croc.
Right.
And you want to wear the ugliest boot.
It might not be ugly. Uggs are ugly. People wear those all the time.
Yeah, and you make fun of them, but no.
Uggs
no,
are so no. ugly.
I, friends of the podcast, I'm going to fight for this for not to happen. I'm going to fight for it not to happen. The girl does not need winter boots.
Grow up.
Just sing my song. You don't need winter boots. You know what? You know what? And I know we've talked this to death, but it still comes up in my day. Why? Explain to me for the 9 millionth time why men can go out unshaven and unkept and gray and nobody thinks twice.
I don't know, because we accept men looking unkept.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
Have they had a harder life than us? Have they have a harder week than us?
No. But I think, yes, it's totally okay for them to show up for work looking unkept.
Yeah, right? Going out to the Walmart looking unkept.
In sweats. Gray sweats, the ones we hate the most.
The ones we hate the most, gray sweats, right? Why is this happening?
I don't know. It's a total double standard, because if we saw a woman who just like look like a unkept man, like if her hair was all crazy, yep, and you know, she looked like she just rolled out of bed, we'd be like, oh my God, why is she out in public? We don't do that to guys. So why are we doing that to the poor woman who probably is like, shit, I need milk.
I need milk, and I'm just going to run to Walmart. Right. Right. And without having to put my face on and have a quick shower.
Right. She just needs milk and bread. Put on my leggings.
Right.
And then she's like, shit, I'm going to see people. Fuck it. I don't care.
Right. Men can walk around in their t-shirts that show their belly hanging out.
Yep.
And that's just whatever. That's just my belly.
That's just my belly.
And it's not because they're confident. It's because they can't be bothered. Right? It's not a confidence. It's not like I'm so confident. No, Mr. Confidence is wearing like the muscle shirt and has the rippled. That's Mr. Confidence.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Belly hanging below his t-shirt. That's a different guy.
I guess so.
Right?
Yeah.
I think maybe I just want our men in the world to step it up a pinch.
Step it up, people.
Just a pinch. Step it up. Just a pinch. Like, I'm even okay with the ball cap. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Right?
I'm totally cool with a ball cap and a hoodie. And if you're wearing sweats, wear sweats. Can it all match?
Right.
Can it all just go together? I don't know
if we should be saying, yeah, and go with the sweats in public, right? Because then again, it's your wallet and your balls and your dick. And it's really weird and awkward, right?
Please wear underwear. There you go.
Wear underwear, right? At least wear underwear.
At least wear underwear.
I don't know. I don't know, Samantha. I don't know.
Okay. I know. I got another. I shake my head, though.
Okay.
I'm shaking my head at why we clean our houses every week.
Uh-huh.
Do we have to do that? Who decided that? Who decided we had to clean our house every week?
Right.
Like, isn't our time better spent doing something else?
Shouldn't I be able to decide how much filth I can live in?
Right.
Like that should be my standard of filth, right? I can live in this much filth till I got to clean it.
somebody decided somewhere along the decades that we got to clean our house every week and it's always done on the weekend. And you got to take your sheets off your bed and put them in the washing machine. You got to do your dishes. You got to vacuum. You got to dust. You got to clean your bathroom. You got to do all that shit. And it has to be done every week. Why?
Why
does it have to be every week?
Why every week?
You can let it go for two. And I don't know if you want to go longer than two, maybe three if you can handle yourself.
Depends on your level, on your level of yuck. if your level of yuck isn't that bad, I don't know.
Let it go. Let it go.
You put so much, like I wake up every Sunday thinking, okay, I got to do housework.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I got to do housework.
Totally.
But then, you know what? When you think back to the TV show, Leave It to Beaver, June Cleaver, that bitch vacuumed every day.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Right?
Who has time for that?
Every day vacuumed.
What are you vacuuming that you couldn't vacuum a week from now or two weeks from now?
Like, it's okay. Like we've already determined that the dust just starts. So if we can put up with it after 1 week, why can't we live with it for another week?
Right.
I feel perfectly fine, I think, with like two every 2 weeks.
Well, or, I mean, realistically, it's just you and your husband.
Yeah. Nobody comes to see us.
No. And if there's only a couple of you or you, how dirty are you making your house?
Like, are you peeing on the floor? Right? You peeing on the seat? No. Right? Like,
if you got kids,
different.
Determine your schedule because kids can be messy. Yeah. Like, bar none, they can be messy.
Right? It's a totally different thing.
But for people who live by themselves or it's only a couple or whatever, like,
I don't know.
I'm shaking my head. Who started this? I want to know.
And then you got to live up to it. And then here's my thought process. So since we moved to our new place, every week I've been doing the cleaning, right? All that's happening now is it's not as thorough because when you do it every week, I don't feel it needs to be as thorough as it is if I did it every 3 weeks. I'm on top of it.
Are you doing a hot job?
Not totally, but right? Like I know that the baseboards aren't that dirty.
Oh my God.
Right? I just Swiffered them last week.
Right.
Right? I know that I probably this week can go around the tchotchke on the bookshelf as opposed to lifting it up because I lifted it up last week. I don't know. I just think with housekeeping, there it all is. You got your laundry, you got your this, you got your that. Why all of a sudden are we constraining ourselves to it's got to be done on the weekend? Guess what? I only get 2 days off on a weekend. And usually one of them I'm doing other shit.
Yep.
So maybe the dusting didn't get done.
What do you mean? Heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid, Samantha. Right? Heaven forbid. Okay, so here's something, right? We're headed into your Hallmark season.
God bless.
You got a plan so you don't miss any movies, right? You got paper, pen, checking off the dates, blocking off the time. What you doing?
I am. I'm doing all of that.
I knew you would be.
Oh my God. The one that's coming up is called Miss Christmas. I cannot wait. It looks delightful.
So excited.
Yes. Yeah. And who was it? Was it Karen? I think it was Karen who told me that her friend's house in Winnipeg got used for a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Ooh.
And it's coming out in December.
Wow. Hey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How exciting.
So excited.
Can't wait.
Hot chocolate, Hallmark movie.
Blankets.
It's going to be awesome.
Good to go. Can't wait to hear all about it, right? Practice Advent calendar next week.
Oh, don't.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You know, this is just an excuse for you to eat chocolate every day.
It's an excuse. I don't even get through all the days.
No, because you eat it all in one day. Yeah.
And then I do better in December.
No, you don't.
I try to. I can't with you. Don't.
All right. Whatever. It's your Advent calendar, Lisa.
Thank you.
Do what you gotta do.
And the November one is just a cheap one, right? Because It's not the real thing.
It is just a cheap one.
Just a dollar store cheap waxy one, but still delicious. Still something to look forward to.
Okay.
That's what I need in my life. When the pigeon's gone, that's what I need. Okay.
Advent calendar chocolate.
Okay. So here we go. As a Gen X kid, Samantha, did you ever have those striped socks that had each toe went into an extra spot like gloves?
No, I never had those.
You never had those?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
You never had them.
Toe socks. You had toe socks.
You never had them.
No, I never had them.
Didn't want them?
No.
I had them. They were pretty cool.
Freaky. It's freaky.
They were freaky. They were freaky. They were really freaky. They were weird, toe socks were. I don't think they lasted long.
No, but people have toe shoes now.
That's weird. It's weirder. It's weirder. Weirder. And then people want to wear Crocs for winter boots, even weirder.
Maybe. I can see those Gen X. I can see those socks. They're striped. They got toes sticking out.
Crazy colored stripes, right?
Love it. Oh my God.
And they came up to your knee, like all Gen X
socks. Yes. They all came up to your knee.
Because it wasn't a sock if it didn't come up to your kneecap.
Because that was 70s socks.
Right? Up high. Up high.
More than proud. I miss the 70s. There was some weird shit clothes happening there.
Bad looks, bad looks, bad looks.
Striped everything, wide bottom legged pants.
Macrame vests and, right?
Who are we kidding? It's all coming back anyways.
It's all coming back, Samantha. Okay, here's something. Okay,
no, hang on. Do you realize that nothing is new?
Nothing's new.
I realized that the other day and I'm like, there's nothing new. Nothing. There's nothing new in this world except for technology. Kids ain't learning nothing new. They're not doing anything new. They think
They learned new math.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever. But I'm just saying, there's literally nothing new.
No, nothing.
Except for technology.
That's true. That's really interesting, actually.
Because we know human nature. We're not dumb. We've been studying it for a long time. We know what we can and cannot do as human beings. We know that some of us do weirder things than others.
That's right.
We know the ins and outs.
It's very, very true.
Nothing is new.
Nothing's new.
Nothing's new.
Oh, and it's cyclical. It just comes back.
Right?
Just comes back.
Right?
Totally. You know what is new? My new favorite TV show.
Okay.
It's called Snake Oil. No, it's really good. Have you watched it?
With David Spade.
Really, really good, actually.
I tried watching it and I got bored.
Oh. You know, and soon our friendship's going to be over because we're going to be bored of each other. We have nothing in common.
Yeah, we don't have to have shows in common because now I found it was boring.
I did not find it was boring. I found it was very entertaining, actually.
Okay.
Both Mike and I watched it last week, of course, because Brad Paisley was on it.
Oh, okay.
Right? And it's the first time I'd watched it. And I was like, do I ever enjoy that?
Because you have to decide if it's real or not.
Real, right? Because it's a business. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe over your head. Just.
That's so rude.
I'm just trying to figure
out. It's not over my head. I just found it boring. Though I did watch the first episode where it had whiskey flavored. It was bison flavored whiskey.
Ooh.
Or something. And a baby bracelet made out of baby teeth.
Ew.
Yeah, it was weird. It was kind of strange.
It's weird, but then the thing that you think is never going to be real is real.
Okay.
And it's like, yep, nope, the baby teeth is real.
What? The baby teeth wasn't real. It was the booze.
Well, that's surprising, huh? That's surprising. I'm just saying, I think it's a good friends of the podcast, watch the show and comment. Please, back Lisa.
Is it because you like David Spade? Is that why you think
I do? I love David Spade, right? I do. I like him a lot. Here's something else that's new that the Gibsons have a bit of a gripe about. So the Gibsons are big fans of Cheeto paws.
Oh.
Just like the normal Cheeto paws, right?
I'm learning something new about the two of you right now. Yeah,
but they're always just only available limitedly, right? Like all things I love, right? I love them and then they go away from my life like forever. So the new Cheeto paws, though, they're limited and they're not around. But what Cheetos has done is they've introduced Cheeto pretzels.
Oh.
No. No. You know how I feel when like said company that had something really good and ripped it away from you brings out something new? How about don't?
You hate change. So of course you're going to hate the new stuff.
I hate new stuff. I hate change.
Yes, you do. This is why you still after over a year of owning your boots, still hate your boots.
I still hate my boots because they're not my other boots.
Right. Because my other boots
fell apart and I was forced, because that's the thing, right? I don't mind change. I hate forced change.
Yes, like this change is true.
If I initiate the change, it's fine. But when it's forced upon me, I'm not a fan of it.
Oh, God.
Right? So that's the problem with things like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
So thumbs down, Cheetos. Just stop bringing back new things. Keep old things. That's all.
Okay. Right. Now, is there something to be said for the 5-second rule?
Like what can possibly be said as adults for the 5-second rule, Samantha?
Like, and this goes back to how often you clean your house.
Okay, right. Fair enough. Okay.
Right? If it falls and it's 5 seconds, you could pick it up and potentially eat it, dust it off and eat it.
If you're
in week 3 of I haven't cleaned my house.
It needs to go in the bin.
You're going to have to put it in the bin.
You got
to
put it in the bin, right? Week 1, in it goes. Keep it 5 seconds.
If this is in your house, gauge it. If this is not in your house, don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Not now. Don't if it's not dare. In your house, don't you dare.
Don't right? you dare.
Like I saw a glossette raisin sitting on the floor and I was like, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
And then I saw a chocolate, you know those, is it the Lindor chocolates that come wrapped in the red?
Yes.
I saw a stray one just like in a corner and I'm like, don't you dare.
Oh my God. How long had it been sitting there?
I don't know because it was just in a hallway, but I
and
just
you
saw
have
it.
Mice.
I know, but the hospital has mice. I don't have mice, right? It was at the hospital, but I saw it just sitting in a corner and I'm like, not in my office, like just out in the hallway. Uh-huh. And I'm like, it obviously just fell from somebody's purse. And I looked at it and I'm like, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Your 5-second rule. I think it's more like, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare rule. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Because Lisa, you are not that desperate that you need that chocolate sitting on the floor.
I don't, but I wanted it because there it was. And then all I thought was, oh, I could really go for one Lindor chocolate right now. And I don't even like Lindor chocolate. It's too creamy. I don't like the texture. It's a lot of work. Right.
It's a lot of work.
Take it out of the wrapper. Ugh. But there it was. And I thought about it. But then I thought, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare, right? Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think you got to leave the 5-second rule alone.
I think we do. I think we need to go 5-second rule. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Right? Even outside, like at the lake, don't you dare. Still don't you dare.
No.
Right? If the hot dog dropped, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Right? Nope. Because you're in bear country and ants and animals and.
It's not pretty.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Right? Just don't you dare.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's exactly it.
Well, guys, we want your feedback on what we're talking about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might find it being mentioned during an episode. You can also DM us, too. I say this, and I think just, you know, throw a comment to us. Yeah. Drop us a line.
Drop a review.
Oh, a review would be nice.
We haven't had a review in a long time.
Yeah. Just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We have some cool new options for you, so go check it out. We want to say thank you to John Jamingo. He is the best kept secret in podcasting.
And probably disappointed about his Phillies.
No, don't rub it in.
Right? I'm not rubbing it in. He puts it out there. Our whole thing, you put it out there, we're going to comment, right?
I know. Yeah.
Or John Jamingo, right? So He's a Phillies fan, doesn't matter what the sport.
This is right? true.
The Phillies were playing baseball. He starts posting on his Facebook. I'm watching it because I'm a fan. He starts posting it on his Facebook that he believes he's the Philly jinx. And I believe strongly that he is too. He has a track record of killing his teams when he tunes in mid-game.
Yes.
He lived up to the reputation.
Yes, he did. Okay. Right?
Just saying. I feel bad for him. It's his team.
Uh-huh.
right?
But your Diamondbacks are going to the
They're not World my Series. Diamondbacks. There's two ex-Jays that we didn't think were good enough to be Jays, so we sent them to a team that's going to the World Series instead. And then the Jays coach has the nerve to say, this is what the Jays coach had the nerve to say, is that, well, for that whole trade to come into effect, it's going to take 4 years for us to really, really know if that trade was a good trade. Really? Because our two guys were really, really good in their games, and they're going to the World Series. I think they got the better deal. We did not go to the World Series. They got the better deal.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And the Riders did so bad, we got rid of the head coach.
We fired the head coach, right?
But we kept the general manager, which I'm not entirely sure why, but whatever.
Nobody's really quite sure why that happened either.
Yeah.
Maybe so some keep bribe.
One, toss the other.
Toss the other, right? Doesn't make much sense. That's sports for you, Samantha. That's sports, right? Oh my goodness, another week is done.
Yes, woohoo!
Woohoo! All right, Samantha, anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Well, I think I'm better.
Oh, you know what? I did actually have one awkward interaction in the elevator. I feel I need to talk about.
It's like a follow-up.
It is a follow-up. Going to work in the elevator. I always hope I'm the only person in the elevator. I'm waiting. All of a sudden, I hear people coming down the hallway. Ah, shit. Sure enough, a lovely young couple come. Door opens. I walk in. I press the button. They walk in. Immediately look at their phones, and I'm like, as if I was going to talk to you,
or even on my talk radar.
I am, just because I don't have my phone out,
right? Doesn't mean I was looking for conversation.
Fully prepared to have a conversation with you, because I was not. So I'm just looking at them, and I must have like thought I did it in my head, but maybe I didn't. I just probably went, oh God. I don't know if I looked at them and then shook my head or something happened, because as they were exiting and I was following them, the young girl stopped, held the door open for me like I was 102 years old. Ooh. And says, have a good morning. Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
I almost turned around and said, just so you're aware, I'm not 110 years old and I don't like talking to people.
Yeah, so I'm not here to talk.
Don't ever think that you need to do that again with me.
I am not your friend.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
I'm just like, really?
Right?
Like, and all I thought was, I must have not said it or been discreet enough in my, like, oh, fuck. Of course,
like, you must not have rolled your eyes enough or something, right? Like, you must have been a little behind your game.
I don't know. I'm just like, shit. And I'm like, whatever. I'm not 110. I'm not the old people that live in this building that feel the need to talk to people.
There's older, thank you.
Ugh.
Good one. Good one. Well, ugh. Always happy to hear the update. Dear people, don't talk to us.
Oh, yeah. And then I did come across something on TikTok, and it's very true. People that do really well in customer service hate people.
Yeah. Right. I've said that for years, right? How many times have I said, don't you remember when we, like, at a retail place years ago, we'd be like, good morning. And we turn around like, I fucking care. How are you today? I don't even care how you're doing. Right. All day. How are you? Day. How are you? All
day.
And then you're like, ugh.
I don't care.
I don't care how you are, actually.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I just thought that was so funny, because I'm like, it's totally true.
Yeah, right? Because we talk to people all the time. That's all we do.
So we don't fucking care. We fucking hate people. By the end of the day,
once we're done.
We're done.
Done. Don't talk, right? Don't talk.
All right.
All right, Samantha. All right. I guess we'll be back at this again next week.
You know it.
Right? Haters gonna hate. And the shaker's gonna shake.
No, don't say that.
Hate it off.
No.
Glad you invited me. All right. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.